This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today we are continuing a series covering the issue of global bullying, and today we are with Sergeant Thomas Rich, who has been traveling the country making a difference one school at a time. Recently featured on Good Morning America and the Nancy Gray Show, he is the cyberbullying expert that you want to speak at your school convention, conference, or community event. His high-energy, fast-paced presentations have been wowing audiences and has been touted by many as the best presentations that they have ever seen. Sergeant Rich, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Sergeant Rich. So how did you come up with the idea of Always Connected?
Well, the idea came about because I had been doing internet safety talks for a while. And then very quickly, I realized that we weren't including the kids and we weren't sending a positive message. I think too many people were trying to do the scare tactics and get the kids, tell them to get off the internet. When more importantly, I started to realize that we need to teach them how to make the right choices and decisions to give them a healthier way of living and do better for themselves when they're using technology.
What age groups do you address when you present these motivational speeches?
Well, the presentations have been done for about 4 years now, a version of what I'm doing, the Always Connected presentation, and it's pretty much been geared as low as third and fourth grade, straight up through colleges and corporations. The key focus has really been on the middle school when we talk about the bullying and cyberbullying, and then as we get more into the social networking behavior, we then come into the high school age.
What is your message to the audiences that you speak to as you travel the country?
My message has been pretty simple. It is just to make a difference. I think a lot of times, like I said before, we tend to focus on the negative, and I don't look to do that. I like to point out the positive aspects of technology and get kids, and really audiences alike, to just understand that they have the power to make a difference, to be that person, to step up, whether it's being a bystander or a good friend or just a good person, and utilizing themselves in a positive way, and technology as well, but clearly taking back the power and making a difference in anyone's life.
Today we are with Sergeant Thomas Rich, the cyberbullying expert who has been traveling the country making a difference one school at a time here on eHealth Radio's Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sergeant Thomas, what has been your most memorable moment in this journey of yours so far?
Well, I have to tell you, I think I just crossed the 300 presentation mark and I'm just over 60,000 kids that I've spoken to. And it's always a story or two that sticks with you. And there's been a few. Most recently, I've had several girls come up in high schools and say that I've really helped to change their life and give them what I call the teachable moments, how to go and change their settings, whether it be on Facebook or Tumblr or Twitter. But then you have the kids that come up and do share the stories where they've actually attempted to take their own life and that they appreciate the message about bullying, about making a difference, about making it a real issue. And they also appreciate the message about suicide and that it is real. And that the message I send there is there's not one text, one post, one email that's ever worth taking your life. But when these kids share these stories and say, you changed my life with your presentation and your message, it really, really makes me realize it's so worth it and very, very rewarding.
How can parents talk to their children about being more responsible with their online behavior and their everyday use of technology?
I have a video that I use from the internet. It's called The Lost Generation. And basically my opening is I want the kids to understand that we don't think that they're a lost generation, but they're a product of their generation. And that technology is really where it's all at. And the video basically is my icebreaker of when it starts off, it's all negative. But then it gets to the bottom and it says this will all come true unless you choose to reverse it. And then all the words that you just saw scroll down the screen are read backwards and it's all positive. And you could be in an auditorium of 500 to 1,000 kids, and they're all clapping by the end because they love it. I try and bridge the gap between what the adults' understanding of these topics and the issues are and really what the kids are saying. The issue is understood differently at those two levels. But I think somewhere in the middle now, if we get parents and we educate teachers to understand what our kids are dealing with every day And then we get the kids to understand that as adults, we're not trying to ruin their social life or make them unpopular, but we want them to be protected and we want them to be safe as they use technology, because it is positive. It definitely is positive, but now we want to make sure we educate them with the right information to make good choices and good decisions. That's the key. And when you open up these teachable moments or you create them, it now makes it easier for a parent to sit down and say, okay, I'm not going to tell you to get off of Facebook, but you saw Sergeant Rich's presentation. You saw how powerful he was sending the message of protecting yourself. You can get into the settings, the privacy settings, the account settings, and with an adult, set yourself up to protect yourself. And then you can use it effectively without having to worry about, you know, the creepers that are out there. And they are looking to get your kids' information or their pictures or stuff like that, or make contact with them, and we want to protect them.
Sergeant Thomas, where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online?
The website is alwaysconnected.org, and you will see on there that there is a very easy way to contact me, whether it be through email, there's a calendar, and then there's also some free services that are coming out shortly with Facebook updates, how to set up your profile. All the information is there.
Sergeant Rich, in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that would help make them more aware of the topic of global bullying and be more conscious that it does exist?
I think if we just keep the key thought in mind of you have the power to make a difference, being that person to say that positive comment or to do that positive thing that affects people around you, even the people you don't know.
Very good. We've been talking with Sergeant Thomas Rich, the cyberbullying expert who has been traveling the country, making a difference one school at a time. And the website of reference is alwaysconnected.org. Sergeant Thomas Rich, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.